Back home now, and the Prime Minister is visiting fire-ravaged Kangaroo Island today. Two people died there last week and more than 50 homes have been destroyed, as well as a luxury resort and other businesses. And the threat isn't over, with firefighters working hard to put in containment lines ahead of the dangerous conditions expected tomorrow. Michael Boyd is the owner of the Pandana Bakery in the middle of the island, and I spoke to him a short time ago.
I think the fireys are a bit concerned about tomorrow. They're expecting pretty warm weather coming through and stronger winds, I think, tomorrow. I think Adelaide's about 40. And so I think today and last night was a fairly big backburning and trying to put control lines in. So there's been a lot of essential services people coming through this morning. And as far as I know, they're working around the clock to do their best, I think, to protect the town.
And how are locals feeling as they come in to pick up their bread? What are they telling you?
To be honest, most people are in shock. You know, we just heard of another property loss this morning. I mean, it's just been absolutely devastating. It's going to take a long time, I think, for the community to recover. There's a lot of people traumatised, and that's not going to change in the short term, I wouldn't have thought. Still a little bit on edge. People are a little bit frightened about what they're being told, especially with the temperature change tomorrow. You know, may be very similar to last Friday when that hot wind and 40 degree day in Adelaide went through. So I think people are a little bit spooked. I've had a lot of people in saying that they're not going to take a chance. They're packing up and maybe, you know, head to Penashore or Kingscote for tomorrow. They just really, the people we've spoken to this morning just don't want to be exposed to it.
So there are fears that other parts of the island could burn as well, Michael, or that there's still enough fuel in the areas that have already burnt out that fires will flare up again?
I think that's the worry, that with those extreme temperatures tomorrow and the possibility of a northwesterly wind coming through, that there are fires still, you know, that haven't been controlled around, I'm told, Stokes Bay area, still Flinders Chase is burning. There are some fires to the south of us as well. So I'm guessing, you know, they're very conscious of, you know, the island's only 52 kilometres wide. So if you've got fairly strong winds, it doesn't take a long time to move through the island from the north to the south coast. I guess the only good news is there's massive resources here. And I was told this morning by one of the firefighters, they had a great night last night with backburning, and the conditions were quite good for that type of event. So we have got a lot of resources in and around the town. I think there's more resources coming over today.
That's good news that they might be making progress with the containment lines. The Prime Minister is due to be visiting you, Kangaroo Island, today. What do you think people want to tell him?
From the feedback, I mean, this is still ongoing and it's still very, very raw. I think this is going to be the catalyst over here for change. Questions are being asked, you know, about native vegetation, you know, containment in Flinders Chase. People are, like one of our employees here, you know, we're not immune to it. You know, she's lost her animals, her horses, their sheep, her house, their farm, and that's just one of many. But I think this is the catalyst. We've had, unfortunately, two deaths out the western end. Probably going to have to be the catalyst for discussions in relation to some of those acts and, you know, having that balance in our farming community, which at the moment has just been absolutely devastated.
You think people want more fuel reduction burns on the island?
Yes, 100%.
Michael Boyd, the owner of the Pandana Bakery on Kangaroo Island.